Okay, folks, ready for another deep dive? Today, we're going to explore something pretty wild, the mind-body connection.
Yeah, this should be interesting.
So we're taking a look at this book, The Mind-Body Connection, how thoughts affect health, and like, how much can our thoughts actually impact our physical well-being? I'm super curious about this.
Yeah, well, for a long time, people kind of dismissed it as like mystical or whatever.
Right.
But now science is like actually starting to back it up, which is...
Oh, okay. Hold on. So we're talking actual scientific proof that what's going on in my head can like affect my body.
Exactly.
Okay. So like what kind of evidence are we talking about here?
Well, for instance, the studies have shown that chronic stress can like totally weaken your immune system.
Oh, no.
It all comes down to these hormones, right? Like cortisol. When you're stressed, your body pumps out cortisol. And like over time, high levels of cortisol, they can really mess with your immune cells.
Yeah.
And then you're more likely to get sick.
Okay, so that's why I always get a cold when I have, like, a ton of work deadlines.
Yeah.
It's like my body just gives up.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's not all doom and gloom, right? I mean, the book also talks about the positive side of this mind-body thing.
Absolutely. Researchers have found that, like, positive emotions, joy, gratitude, contentment, that kind of stuff can actually impact your cardiovascular health.
Really?
Yeah.
So, like, just feeling happy can make my heart healthier.
There's evidence for it, like lower blood pressure, even reduced risk of heart disease. It's like your thoughts are sending good vibes to your body.
That's pretty amazing. So you're telling me I can just think my way to perfect health?
Well, I wish it were that easy. You know, it's more nuanced than that. Yeah. It's about like acknowledging that your mind and body are constantly talking to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Positive thinking is a great start, but you got to manage stress, build resilience, and have healthy coping mechanisms, you know, for when things get tough.
Okay, so for our listener out there, if they're feeling overwhelmed or stressed, how can they use this information to feel better?
Yeah.
Like, are we talking meditation retreats and gratitude journals?
Those can be really helpful. Meditation, for example, incredible effects on the brain and the body. Studies have shown that doing meditation regularly can, like, actually change the structure of your brain.
Wow.
Yeah, in ways that reduce stress and boost your emotional regulation. Even simple things like deep breathing can calm your nervous system, lower those stress hormones we talked about.
So just taking a few minutes to breathe deeply can make a difference.
Absolutely. And, you know, building strong connections with friends, family is super important. Having a support network helps you navigate tough situations, process emotions. Don't underestimate the power of human connection.
Yeah, I totally agree with that.
And sometimes it's just about finding simple things that bring you joy and help you de-stress.
Right.
Whether it's a walk in nature, listening to music, spending time on a hobby.
Sounds like it's all about finding that balance. Not just thinking positive thoughts, but actively taking care of our mental and emotional well-being.
A holistic approach, yeah.
Well, today we've definitely explored a pretty fascinating connection between our thoughts and our health.
Yeah.
And we've seen that there's real science behind it. It's not just some feel-good concept. It's about understanding the power of our minds and taking steps to create a healthier, happier life.
And it really makes you wonder if our thoughts can influence our physical well-being like that. What else can our minds do? What other potential are we overlooking?
That's a great question. Something to think about.
Definitely.
Thanks for listening, everybody. And we'll catch you next time for another deep dive.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.